Welcome back to the LOD podcast series on emotional intelligence. I'm Will Plaskanka, manager of our Learning and Organizational Development Unit on the Knoxville campus in our HR office. And I want to thank you for investing your time and attention to this, again, part four episode. I hope you've had an opportunity to listen to the preceding parts, which are 1, 2, and 3. If not, the great thing is you may access any of those or any of our other podcasts as you feel you need to, and fortunately, whenever you wish. We do intend for these podcasts to serve as on-demand development when you might not have time to pre-register or report to a certain specific time of the day for a development session. So today we'll be spending approximately the next 10 minutes continuing our discussion of emotional intelligence. To date, we've talked about what emotional intelligence is, and we've used the Daniel Goleman model to identify the two major categories and four major domains of emotional intelligence. The two major categories are self and others, and the four domains are self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, and social skills. So each of these four domains plays an important part in our overall emotional intelligence competence. We have discussed being aware of our own emotions and how we manage them in the context of that self category. And in our last session, we walked through the concept of others and our abilities to be empathetic and how that works within the context of our social skills. All of this being integrated into how we manage our leadership relationships with this information. Even those who show competency in areas of self and social awareness and self-management and social skills still depend on one very large component when finding themselves in situations that require these thoughts and these competencies. That large component is motivation. So as we begin to think about what this could look like for us, let's define motivation. So motivation includes our personal drive to improve and achieve, our commitment to our goals, our level of initiative, or our readiness to act on opportunities, and this includes our optimism and our resilience. Now, in the context of emotional intelligence, Goleman makes this statement regarding motivation. He says, motivation is a passion to work for reasons that go beyond money and status. It's a propensity to pursue goals with energy and persistence. So as we've defined motivation and as we've thought about now what Goleman says about motivation, I have two questions for you. Why do you do what you do? And what are your biggest motivators? It matters to know if you're motivated by internal or external factors. When a leader is motivated externally by rewards like money or status, and their focus is on title and salary, they may not be operating on par with high emotional intelligence. Externally reward-focused leaders are driven toward promotion of self and reaching their definition of the top. In their efforts to reach that top, they may be guilty of walking over or walking through others to reach that positional or salary-defined level of top and what that means to them. The question for these leaders can become, how high can I get on the organizational hierarchy, and or even how much might I be paid for that position? Being motivated by these externally provided rewards and recognition demonstrates a hard focus on self and can result in ego-driven behaviors, which, as you can imagine, can also lead to dysfunctional relationships. If we move beyond that external motivation of money and status, what that top can mean to different leaders is variable. It can be personal fulfillment in the service of others. It might be helping your team produce the best work possible. It could be creating your best leadership practice. Maybe having an innovative and welcoming team environment. So leadership that's motivated internally in its best form, focuses outward on others. Leaders should strive for a top that is not self-focused. Leaders are stewards of the people and must be focused on how they can best lead these individuals. We should strive to be inspiring, strive to bring out the best in others, and strive to influence others to grow and even climb to that top with us. Leadership is for the support and benefit of those we are leading. If you work in such a way, this is evident and your behaviors demonstrate these goals, you are demonstrating that competency for others' side of emotional intelligence. You're leading with empathy, social awareness, and social skills. Now, with all that said, let's also be clear that higher pay for higher status are satisfying, and there's nothing wrong with that. But these rewards should come as a consequence of effective leadership work and as that result of your service toward others. As you can imagine, someone can be highly self-aware and yet have no motivation to regulate their own behaviors. That old statement of misery loves company comes to mind. Some people might say, I paid for this bad day and I'm taking others down with me. We can also be highly empathetic with little or no motivation to use that knowledge as we interact with others. You may have heard statements such as, that's not my job to make them feel better. Or, you think that's bad, listen to this. Past experience can leave deep imprints on our thinking and then our behaviors. As we lead others, we must maintain positive internal motivation and at times regulate those emotional impulses that spring up due to those past experiences. We must strive to keep our motivation at levels that keep our head and our behaviors focused productively. We must be motivated to practice emotional intelligence, which supports creation or refinement of our competence, because this is a skill that can be developed and improved over time. Hopefully, we're motivated enough to create habits, and our level of internal motivation will determine how we improve or ignore those four domains of emotional intelligence. So while all of this motivation talk is true, let's also be realistic that EI is work. It involves much critical thinking, and on the spot requires behaviors that might not come naturally. It can be tiring and sap our energy and this motivation. There are times when we might just want to phone it in, pack it up, let the chips fall where they may. Have you ever experienced that last straw or last nerve moment? In that situation, you may have tried and tried and done your best to maintain high emotional intelligence. Time after time, you've regulated. You've swallowed hard and kept your focus. Then that last nerve or last straw is stepped on or breaks, and it hits. You reach your breaking point, and emotions come out large, loud, and hard. This happens. That's understandable. We're all human and subject to these moments. But please, knowing these moments may come, also be cognizant of where and when these could be the most damaging, and do your best to not let them happen there and at that time. If you sense them coming, who can you safely share these feelings with? Go there and unload if needed. So as we begin to wrap up, reflect on those questions posed earlier regarding motivation, and I'll repeat them here, and I'm going to add a third. Why do you do what you do? What are your biggest motivators? And the last question now becomes, how would you characterize the relationship between your motivation to effectively lead others and your motivation for position, money, and status? So, in closing, our motivation is an important key to predicting our daily emotional intelligence. It will impact our ability to have positive and emotionally intelligent relationships with others. Competence and skill are great, and we must be motivated to use them, practice them, and not ignore them. So in our next and last installment, we'll work towards some effective emotional intelligence strategies and how to be emotionally intelligent while we continue to build this skill. Thank you again for your time today, and please continue with us for that last and next part 5 of Emotional Intelligence by listening to that podcast. We hope you all have a great day. Thank you very much for joining us.